Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. Today, we're going to talk all about top injectables you are not doing that you need to be doing. That's right. It is the season of summer sexy and beauty, and we all are getting away from our masks back to wanting to look good in the lower face. And I think one of the areas we really neglect is lower face. We spend a lot of time using toxins for the forehead and crow's feet, doing under eye filler, treating cheeks and temples. The lower face is very neglected. And men, this is not such a problem. They have very good bone density. They have thicker, healthier skin due to all the hair follicles. They dermabrade their skin and dermaplane it every day with shaving. And they have more robust, thick skin. Thicker skin, larger muscles, that all leads to better bone structure. So in women, we have the opposite problem. As we age, we lose bone density in the mandible. We get thinning of the outer and inner cortex of the bone. We have loss of volume of the teeth. The teeth themselves shrink and contract. The gingiva and the gums get smaller. We all get that erosion of the teeth. And really, the teeth and the mandible, the bone structure of the lower face, that is the table. The skin, the tablecloth. The skin can only hang as nicely as the table underneath it permits. And that's a good concept to teach to our patients, especially when they're coming in with slight asymmetry. Sometimes I'll see someone with an asymmetric smile where one side of the lip is thinner, falls lower, or hangs differently. And I always need to remind them, let's look at your teeth and look at your dental arch and see how the underground structure is laying, because that determines how the tablecloth will lay. That's how we set the table. And I think in women, we really neglect treatment of the lower face until it's too late. Practically speaking, we start treating the lower face when we see a marionette. In reality, we should almost be pre-treating that area. As soon as we see a little bit of gingival recession around the canine teeth is the first step. Right below that marionette fold is your canine tooth and the mental foramen. And these areas lose bone density super quick. And God knows why. Chewing gum is a way to enhance your masseter muscle projection, which lifts sometimes jowling and sagging. However, gum chewing is also bad. My mom says it makes you look like a cow. And she told me that my whole life. So I don't chew that much gum, but gum chewing is a great trick to build masseter contouring of the back of the jawline and a sharper, more beautiful angle back there. It does sometimes give you TMJ problems and joint problems, so there's that. Remember that if we do excessive masseter Botox, we may be getting thinning and bone atrophy changes to the posterior mandible and the cortex of the bone there. And we're quite vulnerable to this. A small amount of atrophy of the masseter, even 10% or 20% change in muscle bulk, is a dramatic amount of change in muscle force. And the masseters clench up to 300 pounds of pressure per square inch. It's the strongest muscle in the body, relatively speaking, to its size and location. So thinning it by 10 or 20% can be drastic change in the amount of bone forces and skeletal muscle forces on the cortex of the bone. And rapid thinning has been demonstrated in animal skeletons. So most likely this may also be a risk factor for women. And that's one reason why I sometimes let my Botox wear off and I give myself little Botox holidays where I let my forehead muscles reactivate, bulk up a little, and my crow's feet. I don't want to be a thin, shiny skinned person with no muscle and padding beneath the skin. We've all seen that in our clinics and on the street. We've seen the thin, shiny skinned person that's just skin and bones. There's no padding in between. So keep that in mind. The injectables we are doing and the injectables we are not doing can influence how the face is aging. I'm a big fan of using biostimulators in this area of the lower face. Both Radiesse, calcium hydroxyapatite, hyperdilute is an excellent treatment for collagen stimulation, and it improves crepey textural change of the face and the neck beautifully, usually with two visits, and is hyperdiluted at a 1-to-1 dilution and kind of washed through the face as a face wash. This helps with these crepey, whiskery lines that I sometimes see in sun damage on the cheeks and the lower face. It also helps tremendously with textural change, loss of elasticity of the neck. And you should definitely be using my neck cream if you're noticing this, because it's very rich. The peptides in there are derived from the Edelweiss flower, which sits in the Swiss Alps and never crinkles, even in the icy cold. So these peptides nourish the skin, softening and preventing these crepey lines. If I had been smart, I would have started taking care of my neck at age 30. But you know, you don't take care of the problem until you see it. Prevention is what we need to teach to our younger clients. Preventative maintenance. So using collagen biostimulators like Radiesse, hyperdiluted calcium hydroxyapatite through the face and neck at the deep dermal layer is excellent. Two visits about 6 weeks apart, sometimes three visits. Usually one syringe will treat an area of 100 square centimeters, and that is very effective. I think it's also incredibly exciting to use platelet-rich plasma mixed with other biostimulators like Sculptra, like PLLA Sculptra. And this collagen stimulation, when it's coupled with stem cell growth factors of PRP, is pretty incredible for the lower face. They've done some studies that show change of bone density, change of the muscle thickness, and change of the skin and dermis. All three layers improve when you inject locally Sculptra around the lower face, mandible, and jawline area. And these are relatively newer studies, but the research that's developing shows that collagen biostimulators, not only do you stimulate collagen production, but bringing in macrophages, giant cells, and fibroblasts creates this environment of newness where youthful new tissues are going to grow because of the cytokines and growth factors that are excreted by all these cells coming in to process and take care of getting rid of the Sculptra that's in you. Sculptra is a foreign material. Your body's going to react by surrounding it with these immune mediating cells to get rid of the Sculptra. It's a very safe foreign material and it's not dangerous. It is FDA approved for the face. Love it for that. But your body's going to try to metabolize it and get rid of it and wall it off. What it does is walls it off with fibroblasts, forming a wall of collagen production, which is beautiful. We don't make enough collagen. After age 50, we lose collagen production, drops dramatically by 25 to 50% when you enter perimenopause. So the things we do to stimulate collagen and bone density in all three layers, the skin, the muscle, the fat, the bone itself, are going to be so important for anti-aging. So there you have it. That's my 5 minutes on everything I think about why we need to pay more attention to the lower face and start earlier, starting in our 30s. Why do we wait till we see marionettes and jowls? Let's start earlier, ladies. Let's promise ourselves to start early and preventative maintenance with collagen stimulators like PLLA, Sculptra, hyperdilute Radiesse, platelet-rich plasma. These are the things we need to be doing. And that's how we stay natural and beautiful and retain self-identity. And please, maintenance is a necessity. It's a necessity. It's not vanity. It's important to retain who you are, your essential core of your identity. It's reflected in your face. And when you look in the mirror, you want that reflection to show you the person you are. Not the person you used to be, not the person you want to be, it's the person you are. You're maintaining who you were in your best state. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, and my website is the same, beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find the best neck cream on the market. That's an amazing product for creping and textural change. My body retinol cream, supermodel sculpt contour cream, my stem cell growth factor. I use it every day, twice a day. I'd bathe in it if I could. And I love these products because they just really are game changers. Check them out. You will not be disappointed. Don't forget to rank, rate, and review the podcast. We would love for you to screenshot that review and email it to info@beautybydrk.com. with your address, and we'll send you a really nice deluxe size sample of some skincare products from my line. That's it for now, guys. We really love and appreciate this community that's out there listening. If you haven't met me, come and say hi to me at a meeting. Come visit me in LA. Come see me as a patient. I am here for you guys. You inspire me, and I'm so grateful to have you as my audience. Stay beautiful.